In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I would like to reflect for a few minutes this morning on the first line of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth. A few years ago, the movie Noah came out, starring Russell Crowe. I've talked to a lot of Christians, and most of them, frankly, all of them, didn't like it. I read a number of reviews about the movie by Christian reviewers, and they didn't like it either, because one of the things they said is nowhere in the entire movie was the word God ever mentioned. Well, I watched the movie, and I thought, oh, this is really interesting. Because, yes, the word God was never used, but Noah goes all about saying, the Creator told me to build an ark. The Creator is going to wipe his world clean and start all over again. The Creator told me to gather two of every kind. I thought, wow, that's really startling, the way he talked about God as the Creator. Because you see, sometimes I wonder if in our culture, the word God takes on something of an amorphous meaning. Yes, God is all powerful and present everywhere and omniscient and everything like that. But seemingly, perhaps amorphous or detached from this world, whereas the Creator, as a title, implies that God is very much connected to this world. He made it all. He gets to kind of determine how it all runs. He gets to determine what he does with it. In other words, the Creator made countless galaxies, and the Creator made countless stars, and the Creator made countless animals, and the Creator made countless other things in the universe that we can only imagine. In other words, it's his universe, and it's his vision. And by the way, he includes you and me in his vision for his universe. Well, it's a little wonder then that Martin Luther concludes the first article of the Creed with the words, for which it is my duty to thank and praise, serve and obey. After all, I'm a creature included in his universe, made by him, provided for by him, and I live in it as he envisioned me to live within it. Sometimes I wonder if maybe the distinction is one thing, for example, to say, a high-ranking government official requests the pleasure of your attendance, or a high-ranking government official would like you to do this, versus saying, the President of the United States has requested the pleasure of your attendance, dot, 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 or the President of the United States would ask you to do, dot, dot, dot. It takes on a different hue. Well, along the same lines, now imagine that you knew one of the children of the President of the United States, and your friend says, oh, don't call him Mr. President, call him Uncle Bob. Well, in a similar way, when Jesus entered the world, he said, yeah, you know, the Almighty Creator of the heaven and earth, yeah, he's my Father. And by the way, you can call him Father too. And my Father has sent me into this world to make all things new again. Here, Dorothy Sayers, a well-known writer from the 1940s and 1950s, wrote a little book called The Whimsical Christian. And in that book, she said that there are two types of minds in the world. There's the analytical mind that looks at everything in life as a problem to be solved, like a jigsaw puzzle, a crossword puzzle, or perhaps a detective story. And then there is the creative mind that doesn't look at the stuff of life as problems to be solved, but as the material out of which to make something new. Well, when Jesus comes saying that his Father, the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth, has sent him to make all things new, we're dealing with the creative mind here. And we see that creative mind at work in the death of Christ, as out of the death of Christ, he brings the resurrection of Christ. And with the resurrection of Christ, a new beginning of all things. That's sort of what a creator does. He's a poet, an artist, always making things new. In fact, Dr. Martin Luther speaks of God as always creating new things. And so he takes the mess of things that we have made, and it becomes the material out of which he makes something new entirely again. That includes you and me, and that includes this world. And we can count on his promise to make all things new again. As Jesus says in Revelation 21:5, "Behold, I am making all things new again." Why can we count on him to make all things new again? Because God, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, has done that in Jesus. And, by the way, in Jesus, the one whom we call Father is indeed the Almighty creator of heaven and earth. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.